With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The flight cuts at airports around the country are taking a toll on customers.
More than 1,000 flights were cut, but the airline stayed mostly on schedule. Karen Soika was supposed to be on one of the canceled flights out of Newark.
Talk to a few people here. They're saying, if I were you, I would not travel over the next 3 days. It's going to get worse.
There were last-minute cancellations and long security lines at 40 airports targeted for the slowdown. Gail Daly was trying to fly out of Denver. She's sick of the shutdown.
It's just a game back and forth of holding out who's going to get their way.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the number of canceled flights could double if the shutdown continues. I'm Ed Donahue.
Meanwhile, Republicans are swatting down an offer from Democrats to end the government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the new offer from Democrats is a non-starter. The proposal from Democrats would reopen the government and include a one-year extension of expiring health care subsidies. It's unclear what may happen next. Thune is keeping the Senate in session over the weekend, an idea President Trump endorsed in a social media post. An investigation continues at Joint Base Andrews just outside Washington, D.C. after the delivery of a suspicious package with an unknown powder.
Seven people were briefly hospitalized after the package was opened. All those sickened have since been released from the hospital, and the specifics of the powder or the illnesses it may have caused are still unclear. The base command reports some areas were evacuated Thursday afternoon as a precaution. The investigation has been turned over to the Air Force Office of Special Investigation and is ongoing. The base in Prince George's County, Maryland, is the home base of Air Force One. Bill Alexander, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 74 points. This is SRN News. A pro-life group wins a legal fight in Oregon.
The state requires employers to offer health insurance that includes coverage for abortion, something that Oregon Right to Life doesn't want to do. Now a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of the pro-lifers, finding that the law violates the group's religious freedom. Oregon Right to Life says, quote, "The attempt to force us to finance abortion, the precise human rights violation we're dedicated to opposing, is blatantly unconstitutional." Michael Harrington reporting.
Hollywood continues to push transgenderism and the LGBT agenda despite evidence that most Americans are opposed to them. A new survey by the gay advocacy group GLAAD finds that across scripted primetime broadcast cable and streaming shows, there are 33 transgender characters and nearly 500 LGBT ones. ABC has the largest percentage. This is SRN News. Markets finished the week lower.
Stocks wound up mixed on Wall Street. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 74 points. It's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.2%. Block sank 7.7%. The parent company of Square and Cash App reported results that fell shy of forecasts. Peloton jumped 14.2%. The exercise equipment maker turned in results that beat forecasts. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was little changed at 4.09%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump is accusing foreign-owned meat packers of driving up the price of beef in the U.S. and is asking the Justice Department to open up an investigation. The Republican president announced the move on social media. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.